Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. How is everyone? If you can hear, I still have a little bit of a scratchy voice. That's why this episode is coming out kind of a week late, and I didn't release one last week. I got a little bit of a sinus infection thing, and I lost my voice right away. And I think because I don't shut up in my normal life, you know, between just talking, doing the salon, yelling at my children, I still have kind of this raspy voice. But now that's getting to the end of it, I like to call it my sexy voice. So yeah, here, let me talk about this episode. Guys, I have a confession. I have a funny story, something that happened to me. We'll tie it into this week's astrology, into my life. Okay, are you ready for this? If you have kids in the car, maybe don't listen to it just yet. So I got permanently banned from TikTok. I know, I can't believe it. You guys aren't ready for this story. And I wasn't sure if I was going to tell it, but I would tell it to everyone in my chair and everyone at the salon and all my friends. And I'm very transparent with you guys. And it's funny. It's not bad, but it's funny. So I said, you know what? I don't know how to word this without, I don't lie. I tell the truth no matter what. And I'm like, I just feel like I need to be authentic with what happened. Because if you go to look up the hair healer on TikTok, it says permanently banned because of, you know, breaking these rules or whatever. So I said, oh, well, I'm just going to tell people because it is funny. A little sip of my coffee, my morning coffee. So this is a good way to start your day if you're going to listen to this story. The other night, I said, you know what? Let me kind of make a little bit of a sexy video for my boyfriend, the Capricorn Moon. I know this is the first time I acknowledged him as my boyfriend on here, but he's the Capricorn Moon. After I was making my astrology TikTok videos, and it was definitely, it was scandalous. I will say it was definitely pretty scandalous and pushing some of the laws. But what you do on TikTok, or not the laws of the world, but maybe some of TikTok's laws. So, is you can upload videos private, and then once it saves to your phone, you can delete it off of private. So after I did a bunch of hair healer podcasts, the hair healer, like astrology videos on TikTok, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to surprise my man and I'm going to make this kind of pretty sexy video for him because I wanted to use the music and I wanted to use a little bit titles. So that's why I didn't just use my regular camera. And so I made it, but again, it was like 12 o'clock at night. So I downloaded it. Onto private so no one could see it. And then I forgot to delete it off the private section. So the next morning I wake up and I was like, oh shit, I gotta go do that. I gotta delete that off the private section because even though no one can see it, like, you know, TikTok is still seeing it or their algorithms or the robots, whoever's looking can still see stuff. And I click on my account and it said, you are permanently deleted because of blah, 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 whatever the rules were. You can appeal or not appeal. And I hit appeal, but I don't know whatever happened. And I just sat there and I was like, huh, shit. It was kind of out of the blue, which is Uranus. And we're going to talk about this today a little bit. And what happened in my chart. And it was almost this instant relief. It was almost this instant. I felt this instant powerlessness. Like, oh, shit, that just happened. All the work I'd put into TikTok, the videos, you know, I was almost up to 17,000 followers. It's gone in a snap. God. And I was like, all I could kind of do is laugh. I've trained myself pretty well. And I would like to say that the years I spent in a 12-step fellowship helped me prepare myself as well, just to be like accepting whatever is happening, radical acceptance. And sort of just like, okay. And one thing I do know is that no matter what has happened to me, even as something as my TikTok, it's silly getting shut down. Like, there is a reason, there's a purpose, and it leads to anything. So I almost instantly go into, all right, well, what's next? Like, I can't cry over spilt milk. Yeah, I put a lot of work into it, and yeah, it happened. But clearly, that way is not my path. So to get back into this a little bit more, I've been praying, and I think you guys have been following along this whole summer as I become a creator, as I shift between hair and astrology and which direction. And this summer particularly, I really ran dry. Like, my creative well dried up. I just felt exhausted. I felt tired. I felt, you know, like, what is happening? Hold on. Remington came out of bed. Yes.
Mommy.
What?
It's hard to breathe in my nose.
Okay, well, we'll figure that out in about 10 minutes, okay? Grab a little tissue, but breathe out of your mouth. I love you. All right, see? There's a little surprise. That's Uranus retrograde. All of a sudden, you're recording, and then boom, there it is. So he has a little bit of that, too. Anyway, back to that. I've been praying, and about a week ago, I was really praying, praying to my gods, doing what I do, and I was like, please guide me. Please show me, like, because here's the thing. On my TikTok, I felt like, even though I've kind of created the hair healer and gone about my social media with that, on my TikTok, it did not seem like that was the right choice for name, and it kept sitting with me. I actually changed it 3 different times throughout the last year because I'm not really doing my hair thing on there. I'm not posting hair stuff on TikTok. And so sometimes someone said, when you pray for something, you know, be prepared for the answer or be ready for the answer, you know. And I also have been praying, like, in what direction do I need to, because I'm pulled in so many different directions between my kids, between having a full-time hair career, between doing all of this, between the podcast, between which direction. And I had been praying, you know, just guide me and show me. And so when that happened, I was like, oh, shit. All right, well, that might be an answer in some direction, you know, and figuring that out. And so, again, this happened Monday, Tuesday morning, I guess now. Yeah, Tuesday morning. And I've sat with that. I've not really been that upset. It's funny. I keep laughing and I keep telling the story, but I just accept, radical acceptance, that no matter what, because there's no use in sitting there and like, oh, but this happened, or I could have done that, or how am I going to rebuild that, or how am I going to do that? I just thought, no, there's a purpose. This is happening, and I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to figure out why, myself, others, whatever. So what's funny enough is I had another TikTok years ago that maybe I posted one video up on, and it let me log into that one, and that is called Cosmic Colleen, which some of my clients have actually called me that, Cosmic Colleen, and I thought, all right, well, that's kind of funny, and so we'll just go with that. So right now on TikTok, I'm Cosmic Colleen, but only one C, so it's like Cosmicolleen. And I'm restarting from scratch. And this time I'm going about it with just, you know, really doing the astrology. And I'm trying to figure out what worked and what didn't, you know, because even though I had 17,000 followers, some of my videos, you know, what upset me a lot with that actually is that the ones where I had to look sexy and I was in front of the camera and I was dumbing down astrology because that's what I was doing, because that's what, no offense to Gen Z and a lot of people that are watching those on TikTok, that's what they want. That's how they process information, because we've made everything so fast, so instant. And I was like, oh, but I feel, and always felt wrong to me. I mean, I don't mind looking sexy and making, you know, somewhat sexy TikTok videos. I mean, not the one that got me shut down, but, you know, just with astrology. But I also had this conflict in me because, you know, I'm studying under really, really people. This is a professional job. This is a profession. This is real. And that's how I know and feel about this. And I'm like, it almost felt like this conflict that I was making these other ones for fun too, because I felt like I was dumbing down astrology. So, you know, there's a lot of different things I'm looking at. And, but most importantly, I'm trusting the path as to why this happened. And I don't know, but that's my funny story. Okay, everyone. So let me talk about it in a chart. This week, this happened as we had Mars and Mercury conjoining each other in Virgo, and it really perfected yesterday and Tuesday. We can still kind of feel it, and we may have, during that time, we may have felt a little more aggressive with her talking, or able to really implement a mindset or implement hard work or say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. Also bravery, right? Maybe having the chance to stand up and talk to someone and say something to them, you know, like say, hey, that's not okay that you did that. You know, finally standing up for yourself. Those are very Mars-Mercury things, you know, and having the mental mindset to rebuild and understand. And so you guys might have felt that a little bit this week. But when this happened, because instantly, as soon as it happened, I was like, all right, let me look at what's exactly happening right now. And I started to see that Mercury and Mars were conjoining in my first house in Virgo. The first house is the house of self. the creations, what we're doing, the plans we're laying out. It's us. It's us. And so Mercury, right, one of the things that can rule not only jobs, but like kind of our identity, our thinking, our communication. And I had been communicating, right, myself as the hair healer.
Is it gonna be cold or hot outside?
It's going to be medium outside. Kind of cool and kind of hot. But you got to give me a couple minutes. I'm really recording this, okay? All right, well, I'll get dressed. I'll get you dressed in 10 minutes. I love you. Please, 10 minutes. You guys are really getting the live cut right now because I'm not editing this because it's got to be out this morning. So I told my kids, go upstairs. You can play on your iPads while I make this. And so now, you know, you're getting a little bit taste of my life in here. So this was happening in my first house. And changing, right? Eruption. Like Mars brings changes. It brings destruction. It shakes things up. It rips apart. It tears apart. It ends things and sometimes ends things suddenly. So as soon as I saw that, I said, okay, well now I'm really, really trusting this, right? Because this is showing me that for some reason I'm combusting this identity that I had been conflicted about going back and forth that I had built. And all of a sudden it was like, boom. Gone, you know, but with that happening in my first house, I looked at it as almost like a restart, like, hey, you had been praying for this and now it's restarting, it's rebuilding, it's, you know, but we're starting from the ground up, which is again, very Mars, like the god of war, tearing everything down and rebuilding from the ground up. And so I thought, okay, this is what I prayed for. This is what I'm going. This is what's happening. So if you want to play out where Virgo is in your chart, you know, look at what kind of maybe in that way did you get the strength? Did something get torn down? Did you get the courage, like, you know, to say, be, act, whatever it is. But, you know, again, because it's a conjunction and that's a positive. Those are two planets using their best to harmoniously wake up, you know, and be with, wake each other up and sort of go with each other in ebbs and flows. I thought again, okay, this is a good reason why this happened. So the hair healer was a little naughty, naughty. But trusting in that, you know. So right now, you know, one of the last things I want to talk about is Uranus retrograde, which happened today. And at first I kind of looked with that too, because right now it's happening in Taurus. And so that's been in there since 2019. And it's been shaking things up, right? In the sign of Taurus, the way we handle money, as you can see with cryptocurrency, how that has been taking over, the way we handle our food, our pleasures, our joys in life, how we build in life, what kind of society are we building right now? Uranus is in there and has been changing, and it's going to be there until 2026. So when this planet retrogrades, so this planet's in retrograde today, when this planet retrogrades, you're not going to necessarily feel it so deeply, so much on a personal level, right? Like you might feel Mars or Mercury retrograde. You're going to feel it on a collective level, right? And it's going to be kind of sudden change, like subtle changes, but then all of a sudden one big great change, right? Like with that, you know, in retrograde, sometimes you don't realize that things are changing. And they're slowly moving apart and changing because things change every day. And then all of a sudden, boom, the big change happens. And so with retrograde, again, there's going to be finding solutions, you know, to what's happening, but on a collective level, right? Like maybe you're at work and you know that there needs to be great, great, great changes there. You're going to start to maybe be able to think and find some solutions with that. You know, in the world, we might be finding some solutions. During this time, we might find some more solutions to how we're coming out of this COVID thing. But again, there's still some changes and some, you know, break-alongs. That's not a word, but break-alongs. There also is going to be some reversals on former shocking change, right? Maybe because this year Uranus has really taken over for 2022. That was a big planet creating, you know, a lot of the big transits this year. And so sometimes there are some things that happen. But when we have retrograde, we have reversals. We have things coming back around, things taking a second look, things taking a second chance. So we might see that on, you know, Uranus brings innovation, change, you know, big things, you know, you might find how you might be more open-minded or all of a sudden have a brand new idea on how to make a big change, right? And again, more so, yes, personally, but more so on a collective level. Like if you're a director in a company, like, oh, wait, I can finally see how this is going to work, how I can make that big change in some way. If it's a school, a friend group, like you're opening up and your mindset is changing. So it's Stations Direct on January 18th of 2022, which, you know, we're super excited. So remember, whatever is happening in Uranus, expect the unexpected. That's the number one thing. And trust the unexpected, which is why, because it's been its shadow period. And right now it's happening in my ninth house. And the ninth house rules spirituality, religion, higher learning, taking things, classes, education, abroad, going like abroad, further trips. And so when this all happened and I knew that Uranus was moving towards that, I thought, oh, maybe this is a shift in that and shifting my faith, you know, and shifting and gaining. I gained even more extra faith with this, or at least all the faith that I have gained over the years really showed up in all the different levels. And that's how we can really, when we see what shows up, how we can look at ourselves. Because remember, don't compare yourself to others. Stop that. If you compare yourself to others, you cannot, because they're on a whole different journey, a whole different plane, a whole different path. You can only compare yourself to you. So right now, take a look, you know, take a look at where you were last year, right? And where you are today, and look how much, even if it doesn't feel like you've improved, I promise you, at least your mind, your body, your soul in some way has changed, and for the better. So, and today we also have Sun opposite Jupiter. And so again, that's a fast moving one because the Sun moves so fast. But when it's opposite Jupiter, I often find it more being about sometimes doing something big, like, hey, I just decided I'm going to just jump off this cliff because it feels good. I'm going to bungee jump off of here. Or all of a sudden it's someone who is dictating their faith, you know, and sometimes because it's opposite, it could not be the best. So all of a sudden it's like, hey, I love Jesus and you're going to love Jesus. And I'm going to sit here in this town square and I'm going to make sure that everyone sits there and listens to me loving Jesus, right? It can be that. It can also, you doing too much, right? Like, let's say if you're drinking, you might just drink way too much. Or if you're driving too fast, you might drive way, way, way too much. So a lot of times it's the Sun, which is our source energy. You know what I mean? It's kind of our, that in our path and the way we go about life. And with Jupiter brings abundance, faith, you know. And so, but it's opposite. So it's sort of like bringing out things in us to the extreme one way or another. But again, those ones are kind of fast. They're not usually something, you know, depending on where your chart is, some might have a more type of experience, where others it might show up very, very slow. It might show up in road rage, right? You're driving or going along your path and then all of a sudden someone cuts you off and then they flip you off and then they yell at you and whatever, something like that. Or maybe you're realizing that you're losing faith in something, right? Or you're lacking it there. And if you feel like you're losing or lacking faith in something, find out why. Get to the bottom of it. Like, what is happening? Am I losing or lacking this faith because it's not important to me anymore? You know, I see the truth behind it. With Jupiter, we see the truth. You know, I see the truth behind something. Or is it because I just, you know, is it some sort of childhood wound, you know, that I need to work on, that I need to see, that I need to go through? So, you know, we're going to have this week more aggressive, fast thoughts and taking new action for things. Sorry, I hope that was, you know, this is a little bit of a kind of a silly episode because my kids interrupted, but you got to hear the truth of what it is being a mom. I was going to do this last night, and I'm also implementing a new schedule because it's not been working for me, because I go all day. I'm so tired by nighttime, and every day I'm like, get up, and I'm like, okay, I'll do it tonight when I get home. And last night I put my kids to bed and they want me to lay with them. And I said, yeah, I'm going to bed. I'll do it in the morning, first thing in the morning. So now I'm learning, like, that's not working. I don't do my best work at night. You know, and I was a nighttime creative person. And over the last 6 months, it's really showed me that I'm much better, right? When I do these in the morning, when I write about this in the morning, when I start out in the morning, my mind is better. By the nighttime, I'm tapped out usually. And So now I'm learning this week, which is very Mercury Mars, like, hey, I need to implement a new strategy in the morning to get things done, to do this. So what I've been trying to do, and I think I shared about a couple weeks ago, I was trying to do then, is to get up early and do all that stuff too. Usually I thought my kids would still be sleeping, but they didn't. Get up early and go ahead, do my prayers, do my workout, and then do, you know, my recording that I need to do, or do the writing for recording that I need to do, because my brain is the freshest versus waiting at night. So again, I thought my kids would still be sleeping, so I apologize for them interrupting. Remy, you probably enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed the story. That's the truth. You know what I mean? I made a little bit of a soft porn, and I got kicked off of TikTok. It was for my boyfriend. You know what I mean? And it was in private. So that's the truth. Because again, I thought, oh, how am I going to say this? And then I tested it out with my clients yesterday and told them, and they all just kind of laughed. So, and shout out to the salon, Capri Salon. It's so good to be back, because I forgot that in my world, you know, I don't, you know, we always don't have a lot of people that we can trust. We can say, and we can be open and trust their advice and know your shit. But here's Capriotti Salon and everyone in there, you know, Anthony Capriotti, everyone. I'm going to say something he said to me. They've known my shit for the last 7 years, and I've had a lot of shit, if you've known me, and been through it, and always have given me the most amazing, truthful, honest advice, support, everything. And last week, Anthony was helping me with something else that was bothering me, and he said, and this is why I'm going to leave you with the weekly awakening from Anthony Capriotti. He said, do you want to wake up every day and ask yourself this? He said, do you want to wake up and live in fear? Or do you want to wake up and live in love? And you can take that in every situation, right? You know, if you're, you know, whatever it is, are you looking at that in fear, in a fear-based place, right? Which keeps us there and really does nothing good when we're sitting there thinking all these fearful thoughts, all these things that aren't really currently happening. That is affecting our brain. That is. And that's probably not how whatever situation you're worrying about is going to play out. Or do we want to have the faith in love, and do we want to wake up in that love? So ask yourself that. Something's bothering you. You're getting that anxiety. You're worrying about the future. You don't know how that's going to work out. Your anxiety here. Say, hey, do I want to look at this with faith or with love? And I promise you, practice that love part, right? Because, you know, no matter what, the situation is going to play out the way it is. But I promise you, every time if you stay thinking in fear, right, that's going to damage you so much more on the way there than staying in love. All right, so just remember that. Am I going to be in fear, or am I going to be in love today? I don't know if you heard that. My kids just dropped something, so I think that is my sign to go cut the episode. Anyway, love you guys. You know, find me on Instagram at thehairhealer1111, Facebook, Colleen Dixon, or the Weekly Awakening Podcast. And now TikTok, find me and follow me on there, because I got like 10 followers now. And that is just Cosmic Colleen with one C. But there's two L's and two E's in my name. Everyone. Oh yeah. Before I forget, one more thing. I have an awesome interview coming out later this week. I'm super excited, with Brian Clark, an Australian astrologer, author, so much. He's wrote so many amazing books, and it's really, really, really good. I'm excited about this episode. So stay tuned. Love you all. Have a beautiful day. Thank you and goodbye.